Oh, it's very exciting right here. Very exciting. Get ready for the Hawks season. Here we are. Dick Marks and the band.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up. Let's go, you Hawks. Move on. Now all the Hawks.
Now listen to this. I got a chance coming up in just a few seconds to win a pair of tickets to sold-out Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival on Saturday, September 24th, inside the United Center. There's also an outdoor free festival starting at 8 a.m. Doors to the Inside open at 9 a.m. The first 10,000 fans entering receive a Brent Seabrook bobblehead.
How cool is that?
There you go. Shot and a goal right there. There you go. Hey, look who's on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Dennis Savard, that is a super celebrity right there.
Absolutely.
Savoir faire, he is everywhere. And by the way, Savvy, I don't know if you're aware of this. I hope I'm the first one to tell you this because this would be even more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Savard is about to receive the Stan Mikita Award, Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame. It's going to honor three and induct 12 new members. And that, by the way, that's an event, if you'd like to attend that, is going to be, that's a McCormick Place. Well, that's a big deal right there.
It is.
Wednesday, September 7th, which is, wait, hold on a second. Is that happening right now? Is that happening right now?
That would have been yesterday.
It was last night. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. That was last night. I thought we were going to be attending this. Congratulations on this. I thought it was coming up. Oh my God. How much fun was it? How much fun was that?
Well, it was awesome. You know, a lot of people there. Obviously, they had, a couple hundred people were there. It was great. It's a great cause. And plus, you know, getting be the first recipient for the Stan Mikita Lifetime Achievement Award is pretty special. You know, we know what Stan has gone through here the last few years. And I had Jill, his wife, and his daughter, Jane, were there, along with me and my wife, obviously. And it was a great evening. You know, a lot of guys were getting the words. And obviously, for me, it was very special just because of the relationship I've had with Stan since, you know, 37 years ago, he told me at the time, you know, he said, I'm going to step on the ice with you guys tomorrow to help you out on face-offs. And the day that we went out there and skated and took some face-offs with him, and he was trying to give us some tips and really schooled us on that day, taught us really how to win face-offs. And, you know, today it's funny. We look back at 37 years ago into today's game, we see how much of an importance that face-offs are for any place on the ice. And you know, this year the Stanley Cup was really Pittsburgh when they won it, though, was a key face-off in overtime to win the game. So yeah, that was things that I remember from Stan, coming there to 37 years ago. And as I tell everybody last night, you know, I get to see Stan pretty often, and he's comfortable. He's obviously not really aware of what's going on, but we go there now and have some laughs. You know, I think that's the best way to approach it. And for me, sometimes I'll start speaking in French to him, and you'll talk right back to me in Czech. So we kind of laugh about that.
That's got to be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, I asked Stan. I said, Stan, you know, every time I go there, you know, I said, you were number 21. You're the greatest Blackhawk. You know, and I said, what number did I wear? And he goes, 6. I said, nah, not 6. The next time I go, what number did I wear? He says, 8. No, I said, not 8. And we go on, and he hasn't guessed my number yet, but we're getting closer. So, you know, we have a lot of laughs, you know. And he's,
that's good.
The home that he's at, he's in a good place, and I'm glad you guys are asking about him. You know, we love him, but he's in a good place, and obviously he's got a great family. His wife and his kids are really taking care of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me ask you a question, though. This is interesting because there are a lot of families out there, have got, especially GN families, who've got kids who play hockey because of this close association between the world's greatest hockey institution and the Chicago Blackhawks and the world's greatest radio station, WGN. What was the tip that Stan Mikita gave you about the face-off that you did not know?
About the angle of your stick. And your body had to be in a certain position and the angle of your stick. You know, he always used to tell us, too, at the time, you know, they were not kicking guys out like they do today. So yeah. The more you could cheat on a face-off, the better you're going to be. And the more you're going to have your body. Yeah, exactly. And I wasn't very good at that at that time. I was just a kid, you know. But, yeah, you know, he said, if you don't, you know, if you could do, you get your body in a certain position and you stick a certain way and use the quickness of your hands. And, you know, and this changed today. It's totally different now. You know, there's a lot more of the face-off than there was 37 years ago. But at the time, you know, was obviously was one of the greatest face-off men in his day. So, of course, me being a kid, going to camp and having to stand on the ice was pretty special.
It's pretty special. I imagine the kids who got on the ice with you in your many years after you were playing and your coaching years and your just your mentoring years, it must be something. Must be something. You're standing on the ice with the great Dennis Savard, and you're stopping and you're thinking to yourself, how in the hell did I get
right.
here?
It's
how
a,
is
it's a
that
pinch
possible?
Me moment, right?
I have that moment when I just sit in a broadcast booth mm-hmm. with him, let alone
true.
I can't even stand on the ice, Savvy. It's not even possible for me. So that you won't be teaching me any tips, but just to be around it, just, you know, the greatness of players and legends like these guys, it's just really something special.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Ro. Thanks, Hannah. It's nice of you guys. Well, it's a I've been blessed, you know. I mean, I've played. I grew up across the street from three outdoor rinks. It really helps.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure that's true.
Hey, Savvy, Kevin here. Want to get your thoughts on the World Cup of Hockey, which gets going next week. Plenty of Blackhawks yeah. flair involved with that. I think there's 12 players from the Blackhawks roster that'll be involved with it. What are your thoughts on the tournament? How big is it for the growth of the game of hockey?
I think it's exciting. I mean, we're going to see the best players in the world play against each other. You know, just like the Olympics, really. It's really a bit of that, you know, and obviously it's going to be different, the fact that we have the young guns are going to all play together. I mean, they're going to be interesting to watch. I mean, they're young and they're going to be fast and they'll play with no fear. So I don't know if the experience has a lot to do in these kind of tournaments, but I think they're going to be a good team, a fun team to watch. Obviously, you know, with Team USA, with Kaner there, and Taser with Team Canada. And Crow obviously there with Team Canada as well. It'd be fun. It'd be a great tournament, intense. I believe that, you know, from day one, these guys have been getting ready all summer for this. So from day one, I think it's going to be great games, no question.
I love international hockey too, because they take it, well, to me, and this is no slight against, you know, the great legends of the NHL, but the game has changed in the NHL in the last two decades to become more like international hockey. The game is about speed and precision more so than it was just about brute force, which it had been the NHL, which is that's what I grew up on. That's what I love, you know, King Kong Korab coming onto the ice and God knows what's going to happen, whose teeth are going to be found on the ice next. You know, you just don't know.
Oh.
And sometimes his.
I was part of that, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes. You were part of that. No question about it. But you know what though? You're a part of the transition. I think that Dennis Savard, and one of the reasons that you were honored in this last night, is that Dennis Savard, along with, you know, there was and guys who followed you, like Chris Chelios, and then obviously Kane and Taves, that, you know, in that next half step generation away, are guys who, because you were one of those guys who the Dipsy Doodle wasn't invented for, because you didn't want it. You're a very smart man, Dennis Savard. You did not want to get your head crushed like a peanut, and so you made you learned very early on how to outskate these guys, and I think that's where the game is going, and it's just so much fun to watch international hockey because there is such great skating.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to be fast. You're right, just like the game it is today. But I'm really looking forward to see, you know, the intensity of it. I believe it's going to be really intense. I think guys are going to want to win for their country. And, it's, you know, I played in the Canada Cup in 1984. It was pretty special. So, you know, it's only really international tournament that I played in. We couldn't play the Olympics when it was my days, when I was playing in the 80s. So, but... yeah, looking forward to watch those games and obviously looking forward to the season. I know camp is approaching here, and as you guys said, you had a little promo going on earlier. So looking forward to see our team. I think the addition of Campbell is going to make a huge, huge difference.
Oh, that's fun to have him.
Defense.
Yeah, it's fun to have him back. Soupy back. Hey, hold on one second. You just mentioned that, so I want to give these away right now. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Caller number 19 rips us off for the Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival on Saturday, the 24th. Inside the United Center, there's also an outdoor free event starting at 8 a.m. Indoors starts at 9 a.m. First 10,000 people get the Brent Seabrook bobblehead. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Take advantage of that. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the season here. Obviously, You know, this happens in the NHL. Hockey fans are used to this. Chicago sports fans who are learning about hockey, you have to get used to the fact that the chemistry of teams changes. Although the center core, you know, you've got a lot of guys here that are returning. Obviously, Kane and Taves and Crow and all the rest. Very, very, very important. But you know, Shazi, that's a big miss, I think, for a lot of Chicago Blackhawks fans.
He's loved, no question. And he's a classy kid. You know, I could tell you a story. I don't know if you guys heard this, but when he ended up getting traded to Montreal, he came to the office a week after he got traded and came and thanked everyone upstairs in the office for what they've done for him. And, you know, it was sad to leave in a sense, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes, it was payday for him. Let's face it. He's won two championships and, you know, there was, because of the salary cap, it was very difficult to keep him here.
Yeah.
And he went on to go sign to another great franchise in Montreal, and I'm sure he's going to enjoy it there. That's where I grew up and played there, and so
that's a great institution. Yeah, they're having trouble, though. You know, it is interesting. It is such an interesting thing because that's a team that really was on the precipice of being the beast of the East. I mean, they're an amazing, and what a great tradition, the Hobby Thompson, the sweater and the whole thing. It's such an amazing deal, and there's great management and great talent there, but it looks like what they're doing is they're kind of deconstructing and reconstructing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a tough year last year. You know, they lost their goalie early in the year, and Price, and he's probably one of the best in the league. You know, so we know what goaltending does. It wins championships, and Crow is a great example for us. But, yeah, he was out most of the year. And, you know, when they lost him, the team was not the same. So I think they made some deals over the summer that's going to be profitable for them. And as I tell some of my friends when I was home visiting my brothers the last two weeks ago, you know, they signed the biggest free agent there was this year, and they said, "Who's that?" I said, "Price. He's back."
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll do well.
Yeah. And they moved P.K. Subban, and I'm getting all hockey in here, which I don't know if I should be, but they moved P.K. Subban to the Preds, right? I mean, the Hawks are going to be seeing
him.
Black Hawks
fans will get real used to seeing him.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit, Sammy.
No, he's a spectacular player, too. I mean, he's you know, PK is a great player. He's fun to watch, and I think Nashville people are going to enjoy it. But Montreal decided to move for, you know, more a stay-home guy that plays physical. So I think that they made that decision probably not just now. They thought about it for a while, and I'm sure that offer was on the table.
Everybody gets paid. That's the important thing. Everybody's going to have it. I hate any team in the Central getting stronger. Mm-hmm. I just don't like it. I would prefer them to cut through the West like there's no tomorrow. But, you know, the Western Conference, but what am I going to do? And there's nothing I can do about that. Is there anything else we should be looking for? Is there a name that Chicago Hawks fans, Chicago sports fans and Hawks fans may not be familiar with right now that we should be looking at to name that we will be singing the praises of?
Good call. I mean, I think last year they saw Ennis Stroza that played a few games. I like that kid. I think Vinny could be, you know, an impact player for us in the sense where he could be a good, strong role player that has got some speed. And I know that we saw him a bit of him last year. Also, Ryan Hartman, I think is going to have a shot to make this team. And obviously they signed some kids over the summer. Not sure about them because I haven't seen them play, but I'm sure the Hawks have done their homework and Stan and his staff are really looking forward to camp. And there'll be jobs open, there's no question, you know, especially up front with Shazi and a few guys gone. You know, there'll be some jobs open, so it'll be fun. And I think the most important thing, as I said, you know, I think on defense, having four guys with experience is very important. So having Yammer and Sieves and Dunk and obviously, Soupy now back. It's going to be great for our team.
Got to love the nicknames.
I do, don't you? That's
just
one of
love
my favorite parts.
The Bread Man, too, coming back. You think the Bread Man will have a good Anthony Panarin?
Oh,
you think he's going to have a good sophomore season, even though this is his sixth year of playing
professional
big-time hockey between the KHL and the NHL? But
that's a good point. You know, everybody, second year, for some reason, guys struggle. But with that line, the way they played last year, I really doubt it. I mean, him and Kane are so great together, and obviously Anisimov does a great job for that line. So
yeah.
I don't see a problem. He's too good. He's got some skill. I mean, it's That line's so much fun to watch, and looking forward to see them again this year. I don't see any problems at all, just because of the fact that, you know, having those Kane and Anisimov playing with them is going to make a difference again. They're great players.
All right. Hey, Savvy. Congratulations.
Thanks,
I cannot wait to see
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
We're going to be there in a couple of weeks, starting the
Sounds
season
good.
Off. I hope to see you soon.
We will.
And he's one of the great, one of the classiest acts in all of sports. And now
totally.
A member of the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame and the recipient of the Stan Mikita Award, Dennis Savard. Thank you, sir.
Awesome stuff.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
take care.
Dennis.
Thank you.